Welcome into this week's More to the Story on WNCW. I'm Paul Foster, and I'm joined by a member of Asheville Watchdog. That's the nonprofit news organization. John Boyle, welcome back to our program.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me back on.
I'm going to ask John this morning about his recent story from the Road to Recovery. The story had the headline lead, about 40 downtown Asheville businesses have closed since Helene. Business leaders say they aren't panicking. John, remind us, when the tropical storm hit Buncombe County last fall, did downtown Asheville come out better from the terrible destruction and damages than other locations in Buncombe County?
Yeah, so the storm hit September 27th of last year. As you well know, really devastated a lot of our area, including Buncombe County, parts of Buncombe County, particularly the eastern side, Swannanoa and that area. Downtown was largely unscathed. It sits a little higher, and there was a little, there was some roof damage to the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, but the downtown really survived it very well, which is one of the perceptions folks are fighting is, there's been a lot of national media coverage and coverage in general that just says Asheville is closed or shut down. And I think people just assume that includes the downtown, and that's definitely not the case.
What did the statistics show when it comes to tourism, downtown visitors for Asheville? How much did those numbers drop from 2023 to 2024? Things like the holidays, and certainly in the fall, so many folks love to go to Asheville in the mountains and see the changing colors of the leaves.
Yeah, and that's a pretty well-known fall, and then it's got to be Christmas are the two biggest visitation seasons, driven a lot by Biltmore Estate, And for instance, in 2023, Asheville brought in almost 14 million visitors, and 2024 was going well until maybe not quite that well, but pretty well, till the storm hit and just really wiped out the whole fall season and pretty much Christmas too. And that shows the Tourism Development Authority, the stats for April, which was the latest they had. They said, showed hotel demand was down 7%, and hotel occupancy was down 5 points from 2024 and 10 points from 2019 before COVID hit. So it's definitely the storm had a huge impact on visitation, which obviously is a big driver of all of our economies around here.
John, of those close to 40 closures, those businesses, were many of those victims familiar names that a lot of us would know outside of the Asheville area?
Yeah, there was Laughing Seed Cafe, which was a really well-known vegetarian cafe, Bouchon, a French restaurant. Then there were smaller, like Rhubarb Clothes. Their Barley's Tap Room is back open upstairs, but the downstairs closed, and the owners are kind of trying to figure out, what to do, how to approach it. On the retail side, there was in Grove Arcade, like Mountain Made, which had been there for probably two decades. Local arts and crafts, very well known, that closed. So yeah, there's a fair number of fairly prominent businesses that have closed. And one thing is important to say, and the Asheville Downtown Association really wanted to get this across. There's always been a certain amount of churn downtown. In any downtown, you got businesses opening, closing on a regular basis. There was, in these 40 closes, about 15 were restaurants, and they tend to take a little longer to reopen. But some of the businesses, they're partially open. They're one I mentioned opened upstairs by appointment only where they were. Some have gone to an online model. So there have been businesses closed and people are going to notice the storefronts. It's also kind of in flux. There's some coming in. There's some turnover, new businesses coming in where an old one was. So that's what the business leaders I talked to, that's why they said we're not panicking. They expect some of this, and they're also expecting it to gradually get better.
Today's guest on WNCW's More to the Story is reporter John Boyle of Asheville Watchdog. We continue our discussion about his story. Around 40 downtown Asheville businesses have closed since Helene. Business leaders say they aren't panicking. As the months have gone by, what type of efforts have been ongoing by those businesses and also the Asheville Downtown Association?
Yeah, they're really focused on moving ahead and getting back visitation. There's a couple of businesses I talked to. One is called Asheville Foragers, an interesting concept. It's on Wall Street where there was a Asheville Emporium shop. This is a new supermarket and deli And they said, we're really counting on locals for our model. We welcome tourists, but we're really counting on the locals to come support us. And then another business that is going to open probably late this summer is the costume jewelry, Asheville Costume Jewelry Museum. And she was saying how important tourists are and that they really want to get the tourists back, although they will have offerings for locals as well. So, it's going to be that combination of letting people know Asheville is still here and open, and then encouraging locals to come support these businesses that we all enjoy. And some of these we enjoy because tourism allows them to flourish. That's kind of the message. It's like a dual approach to bringing things back.
And that goes along with the last part of your story that was titled Rebirth and Regrowth.
Yeah, and that's what, everyone acknowledges that. Visitation's down, foot traffic's down. The Downtown Association, by one count, it was down about 30%. So, no one's pretending that it's where it was. And some of that is related to the areas that did get hit hard, which are River Arts District and Biltmore Village. There's a lot open in River Arts District, but there's a lot that got hit that remains closed. In Biltmore Village, a trickle of businesses have reopened, but it's still largely not open. So you get, people come to Asheville and they want to experience all these things. They want to, maybe they'll stay downtown, but they visit these other areas. They really are hoping to get all of this back up and running, but it just takes time. You talk to folks and businesses and they're working through insurance payments and dealing with FEMA, city regulations on what they can rebuild and what they can't rebuild. It's just complicated and more time consuming than I think people thought it was going to be initially.
Veteran reporter John Boyle of the nonprofit news organization Asheville Watchdog. We've recapped the story. About 40 downtown Asheville businesses have closed since Helene. Business leaders say they aren't panicking. To read the entire story and to see other reports coming out from John's colleagues, Asheville Watchdog is available at AshevilleWatchdog.org. For WNCW's More to the Story, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org, I'm Paul Foster.